The stage is set. Listen and be heard. Because Pilipinas is now on a bigger platform. Hosted by Cookie Tuazon with Marty Tenko, they will feature spoken word acts, tackle topics that keep the mic alive, and the community of artists inspired.
My name is Cookie.
My name is Marty.
Welcome to Because Pilipinas, a show that thrives in the extraordinary, manifesting a full life filled with learning literature and promoting creativity. For today, we will talk about the crowning glory that is our hair. Hair in literature and popular culture. So, let your hair down and listen in. Rapunzel by the Brothers Grimm, as we all know, has hair as fine as spun gold. The poem Rape of the Lock by Alexander Pope ends with the poet stating that the lock has become a constellation in the sky where it attracts envy from everyone. In a classic novel, Little Women by Louisa May Alcott, hair serves as a symbol. Jo March cuts off and sells her one beauty, her hair, to help her wounded father. In so doing, she symbolically casts off immaturity and vanity in favor of another kind of life, that is, womanhood. In Anita Diamant's Red Tent, women brush, braid, and stroke each other's hair during crucial moments throughout the novel. Now, let me ask, which literary work represents our crowning glory to you, Marty?
I'd say of all the characters written by J.R.R. Tolkien, the most memorable for me would be Galadriel.
Ooh, yeah. And she has nice hair.
She does. I so love her hair.
Oh, maybe you should get a wig.
So about Galadriel, in particular, this scene when she gave Gimli 3 strands of her hair, even when he only asked for just one.
Okay.
So how important is her hair? I'd say grab a copy of Tolkien's book so you guys would know.
Yeah. Okay, Marty, on poets with poems written about hair, which ones are at the top of your head?
I found this silly kid's poem entitled Haircut Schmearcut by Arden Davidson.
Okay, let's hear it.
Here goes. Today I got a haircut and I think I'm going to cry. Seeing myself in the mirror this way just makes me want to die. The top is way too short and my ears stick out all funny. The back looks like the mangled tail of a mutant Easter bunny. My bangs look like they lost real bad in a game of truth or dare. A word of advice. Never ever let your best friend cut your hair.
How unfortunate.
Yeah, Cookie, like, you remember when I cut your hair during lockdown?
A long time ago.
You asked for, like, favor, and I'm like, Cookie, I promise you I don't know anything about hair. And lo and behold, you look horrible.
Can we not go back to that?
How about you, Cookie?
On poets with poems written about hair, I'd say Philip Larkin with his poem Waiting for Breakfast while she brushed her hair. I also like Elizabeth Barrett Browning's I Never Gave a Lock of Hair Away. John Keats' lines on Seeing a Lock of Milton's Hair. William Cowper's apology to Delia for desiring a lock of her hair. And Sir Walter Scott's To a Lock of Hair. Oh, let me also add into the mix Hair by Elizabeth Acevedo, To My Hair by Alvin Lau, Hair by Orlando Ricardo Menes, To Helen About Her Hair by Robinson Jeffers, Cutting Hair by Minnie Bruce Pratt, Triple Sonnet for Black Hair by Dorothy Chan, and Haircut by Elizabeth Alexander.
That is quite
a lot.
Yeah.
Now let's welcome our first guest to share with us hair and scents. Here's Christine Godinez Ortega.
Hair and scents. Beliefs often stay in the mind, and fearful I would go blind, Lola fanned my wet hair before bed. Each stroke brought in a sweet smell. Her soap, her lotion, and rose oil dripping, blending in the warmth of the room. Here in Ilihan, my baths take longer, for I want sweet scents to stay on my skin. Each splash of warm water like a lover's touch, reinventing my body, my being. Eyes closed, about to kiss someone's lips. That night, I brushed my hair, as Lola had taught me. Scents of pigeonholed memories floated lightly, like a cat's paw falls, on my mattress. I loosened my hold around my hairbrush. Oh, just wishing.
Marty, yes. Please tell us more about the history of hair care.
When I researched online initially, I noticed ancient Egypt was the most discussed with everything hair. But apparently, some of their hair care was from ancient Mesopotamia. Mesopotamia, often called the cradle of civilization, had its unique approach to hair care. With the Tigris and Euphrates irrigating their lands, they had an abundance of botanical ingredients.
Cool.
Henna, a flowering, fragrant plant of the area, was used for hair and nail staining in colors, depending on the concentration that would vary between orange, red, and brown. Henna is an aromatic substance obtained from a plant, Lasonia inermis, which was prepared drying and smashing the leaves of the shrub and mixed with water until a paste is formed. Henna was believed to have magical properties to ward off evil spirits and as medicinal use as an antifungal treatment on the skin.
Nice.
Yeah. People at all levels of ancient Mesopotamian society anointed their bodies and hair with oil. It softened the skin, which became easily irritated and chapped by the dry atmosphere and destroyed vermin in the hair. Clay and oils were combined to create hair masks, ensuring protection from the scorching sun. They concocted hair oils and perfumes from natural resources using almond, rosemary, and sandalwood to nourish and scent their hair.
Sandalwood smells nice.
Yeah. Women wore their hair long and used small cones with aromatic scents into the hair to be perfumed the whole day. Care of the coiffure was very important for both men and women. The hair was grown long and carefully curled and ringleted, with false hair added if needed. Men were either clean-shaven or had long hair and beards. A potion and an incantation were used to treat graying hair.
Ah, okay.
How about you, Cookie?
Okay, time for trivia.
Trivia, trivia, trivia.
Did you know that Emily Dickinson wrote a letter in 1853 to a friend in which she enclosed a lock of her hair?
Ah, so old school.
I find that endearing.
Yeah.
That's unheard of in this day and age.
That's true.
Anyway, though many people have assumed Dickinson's hair to be brown upon closer inspection, most historians believe her hair to have been a shade of auburn.
Wow.
Probably closer to red in her earlier years.
Yeah.
That's another fun fact for you.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Okay, did you know that Plato and Aristotle, as teacher and pupil, used to stay up until late every night arguing the merits of short-cropped hair combined with a beard?
Okay.
So Plato asserted this was the haircut of the philosopher kings and accorded with the ideal abstract form of beauty.
Oh.
Imagine a world of philosopher kings where men could all grow beard.
Uh-huh.
Figuratively, of course.
Okay.
Anyway, did you know that a mystery man is dropping off love poems at barbers and hairdressers?
Oh, that is so amazing.
Yeah. Banksy of poetry, as he is named, he is doing his best to restore people's faith in humanity.
Yeah.
But no one knows who the hopeless romantic writer is, though his name is thought to be Mark Jones.
Mystery upon mystery.
Yeah. His poems have been found in Truro, Cornwall, and Cardiff, and have Lancashire postmarks.
Ah.
Yeah. Every note is handwritten in silver ink on a black card and ends with the phrase, "Keep your chin up. Keep smiling."
Aw, that is so sweet and endearing.
Yeah, that is so sweet of him. Next up is Genthal's with Sadako.
Maitim, madilim, sa bawat hibla, misteryo ang tangan-tangan. Hinawi ng hangin na sulyapan ang mata. hindi kinamay, hindi din sinuklay. Mahalimuyak, makinang, tila bawat galaw ay lihim na nagsisilbing himaymay. Taliwas sa karaniwang pag-iral, maaaninag. Huwag ipusod ng masilayan. Mahaba, mahaba, mahabang misteryo na walang lisa at kuto.
Marty!
Yes?
Let's talk about iconic hairstyles in pop culture.
Hmm.
Who among them deserves a second look?
Oh, I have one in mind. The 7-Up mascot, Fido Dido.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I had a classmate who said he wanted to have that hairstyle. And I wondered to this day if he really meant it.
Why don't you ask?
I'm sure he's going to look silly afterwards.
Okay.
How about you, Cookie?
To me, it's Cruella de Vil.
Oh.
Oh, and Jareth, the Goblin King from Labyrinth, ooh, as portrayed by the David Bowie. Of course, there's also the little rascals, Alfalfa. So cute.
Yeah.
Let me just say, I miss my Moss and Sailor Saturn hair.
Aww.
Remember that?
Yeah, you should give it a go again.
A few times I had the chance to sport those colors, and I should say, I love those on me.
Yeah, so cool.
You remember any of your hairstyles?
Well, no, I don't remember any of my hairstyles, but I know I look nice in colored hair.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to color my hair again.
Yeah.
Maybe the rainbow next time.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Dye your hair with the colors of the rainbow.
Yeah.
That's a great idea right there.
It's worth giving a go.
Yeah. On with the lineup. We give you Charlotte Aninion de Guzman with Deliciously Dangerous, a poem inspired by a girl with dyed red hair.
Deliciously dangerous. I like girls with flaming hair, spirals of rainbow in the sky, reflected in their souls, shining through the endless wonder in their fascinating kaleidoscope eyes. I like girls who can hold their own, who are not afraid to stand alone, raise an eyebrow at every misogynistic act, unafraid to adamantly dish out facts, as they calmly shake the mud of their boots while never losing sight of what's true and good. I like girls burning with an inner fire, unabashedly vocal about their desires, creating miracles where ashes were born, tirelessly rebuilding souls that are torn, ready to take the leap in order to fly high, and triumphantly trample down hurtful words and lies. I like girls who have daggers in their gaze and can cast Mona Lisa smiles from purple lips, bruised from their ongoing quarrel with this world, gaining strength and wisdom, beautiful and bold, carving their own paths, never doing what they've been told. I like girls with tattoos on their skin, canvas of ideas, goddesses of ink. They will keep you on your toes and make you think until you get lost in the intricacies of their thoughts and fall madly in love and be forever caught in indelible dreams of the goddess you vainly sought. So, be careful now. They will take you to the edge, push you over your limit, leave you dangling in the ledge. Yes, be careful now. See that sparkle in my eye? Never accuse me of telling you lies. Come if you dare. Girls like me will strip you bare, will leave you bleeding, and we won't even care until you cannot get enough of us. You have been warned, so hold on fast. Think twice before you take my hand. Do you believe you have what it takes to last?
We would like to thank Hair Shaft Salon for their support.
Ooh, thank you so much.
Thank you. Hi, Lucy.
Founded and managed by Lucy Britannico, Hairshaft Salon is the prime destination for hair care, bringing you care and expertise all in one visit. Hairshaft Salon transcends mere excellence in hair services. They aspire to become the premier destination for all aspects of hair care, celebrated for their commitment to excellence in service, innovative styling, and dedication to client satisfaction. As part of their company mission, Hairshaft Salon is committed to safeguarding the health and vitality of your hair at all times. With a steadfast dedication to excellence, they employ gentle techniques and premier products to ensure that every service enhances your hair's natural beauty while preserving its strength and integrity. Central to their vision is the belief that every individual possesses a unique beauty waiting to be embraced, and they are dedicated to fostering a community where self-care is not only valued but celebrated as an essential component of a fulfilling life. At Hairshaft Salon, they envision more than just a place for hair transformations. They see it as a sanctuary where people find comfort within themselves and emerge radiant with confidence. Their goal is to empower their clients to shine brightly, embodying the true essence of beauty, confidence, and aura.
Hairshaft Salon is located at the following branches: Prince Plaza 1, Legazpi Street, Legazpi Village, Makati. Fourth level Midtown Wing, Robinson's Place, Ermita, Manila. At the fourth floor of the Podium Mall, Barangay Wakwak, Ortigas Center, Pasig. Also at Molito Lifestyle Center, Alabang. And at the third level, Ayala Malls, Verdes North, Quezon City. Hairshaft Salon is on Facebook and Instagram. And I quote Joan Crawford in saying, "I think that the most important thing a woman can have, next to talent, of course, is her hairdresser."
Oh, yes. Amen.
I'm Cookie.
I'm Marty.
Thank you for listening to the Gas Filipinas.